Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to start off with this email because this is interesting. And I know many of you are waiting to hear Hillary Clinton, you know, speak on her emails. So I guess the talk of today is emails. But this email kind of deals with some current events. Tim writes, I have two teenagers. Doc, the kids these days are big on racial jokes. Jew, Hispanic, Black, Indian, and I've warned my kid multiple times, but it's the rave now, even more so than I was going to school. Why is that? I don't want to wake up one day, he writes, and see my kid on CNN. You know, it's interesting. I'm fascinated by the sex topics we can't even, or we used to not be able to go near. I want to talk about the racial jokes, which is, it's ridiculous how, it's because of the internet and YouTube, okay? I mean, people are making these, it's beyond what I ever imagined it would be. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm an old person, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. But it's interesting, you know, what was taboo when we were going to school? Well, we were going to school, like for me as a girl, is you don't let a booby fall out of your blouse. Okay, when you were going to school, oh my gosh, that would be so embarrassing. It would, I don't even know what the word for it would have been back in the 80s. But it would be, you'd be horrified, you'd be humiliated. That was my biggest fear. Remember tube tops in the 70s? There was a girl that went to my school that my older sister told me this happened to her, where while they were in PE and their arms were lifting up some parachute thingy, remember we all had to sit there with like a parachute? Well, somebody came up to her and pulled down her tube top, and everybody saw her boobs, and that was mortifying. So that would have been, you know, a big, big taboo thing, not to even on purpose let somebody see a body part. And then another thing that was really, really taboo back then was, you know, letting somebody think you slept with somebody else. Okay? You know, you don't... I was a good girl, believe it or not. You know, so it's like, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, there's no way I would ever have sex with somebody because everybody would know about it. So, I mean, those things, you know, and, you know, I would never try to dance like Madonna and look like I'm masturbating on a stage or something like whatever she's doing, because that is like completely, you know, you would never think. Nowadays, you got the twerking, which I don't know who these kids are having sex with in midair when they're dancing that. You have all these wardrobe malfunctions where people's body parts are falling. Guys wear their pants as they're falling down their butt. You know how embarrassing it would be to have a plumber crack showing? You never wanted to bend over. Now guys love having women look at their butt. You know, and there's a lot more nudity. I mean, in high school, kids are sending each other nude pictures. They're sexting each other. You know, you like the way your boobie looks. You want everybody to see it. You know, once, some celebrities got famous because of sex videos, then now people want to make these sex videos and become famous, too. I would have never thought I would see that in a 30-year changeover. No way. No way, because the 80s weren't that much different from the 50s. So here we are in the 2010s. I would have never seen that. And then, you know, I watch what's on YouTube. All right. And even actually, I was watching the movie Neighbors. Neighbors was on the other day. It was a movie with Zac Efron and Seth Rogen. And I forget the supporting actor star. He's also in Mindy's Project. Okay. He was singing one of the rap songs. And he started singing the song. And it had the N-word in it. And he said it. And, you know, Seth Rogen and his wife in the show, in the movie, were like, oh, yeah, no, stop it, stop it, stop it. He's like, all right, I won't sing the song. You know, because he was singing the rap song, and he was singing it. So you have these kids, all right, singing these songs. And now these no-no words that are supposed to be off limits, they always have been, but now they're really off limits, are in these songs that these kids are listening to. I mean, I'm driving to work, and I hear these, I mean, the rap, and I'm not the biggest fan of rap, but some of the rap songs, they got a really great beat. And I'm like, all right, I'm listening. And then you start to listen, and you hear the words, and I look to see who's you know, listening to those, and you see them mouthing the words or whatever, and it's anybody. It could be a 16-year-old kid next to me. It could be a 40-year-old woman, all right? You know, so what the point I'm making is, you got these kids now really, really confused. It's cool to sing these song lyrics and to be rapping out and whatever they're doing. I don't want to sound like an old fart, all right? Okay, but no way ever should they be saying the word in their vernacular. So these kids, they don't know what to do. Then you have what happened in Oklahoma, in the with the SAE fraternity boys, where they're sitting there chanting a song and singing a song. And by the way, you have somebody filming them. All right, they say it was, I think the president of the university said it was one of the females there. They don't know if it was the sorority or if it was one of the girlfriends, but you have somebody filming them do this. All right, not only should our kids not be using those words, and it's not just against one race, it's all of them, because what's taboo now with one race could be taboo for a bunch of races later, okay? You know, you may think that you could still make Polish jokes. No, you cannot, okay? And I'm part Polish, okay? I know you can't, and I know some of you guys are already thinking about some Polish jokes. Stop it, all right? But you know, what you need to train your kids to do is, number one, all right, these things are taboo now, period. And number two, you're getting taped. All right, no one ever thought that we would be taped in a bathroom. We would be taped doing anything. And that's the way life is now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Tom, who is working the dials. This is interesting. These emails kind of are all related, but I have this one here. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the breaking news. I'm seeing. No, that's not breaking. Oh, my gosh. I got buffering. What does buffering mean? I don't need anybody to buffer this. Thank you. All right. I'll have to tell you. It looked like we had some breaking news, but I guess not. Okay. Well, then back to what I was going to do. Here we go. Marisol writes, I'm a nurse. Listen, this internet thing is just really, I think radio would have been a lot easier when I could just bring in my little pieces of paper and read off of those and use that to prompt me. But anyway, no teleprompter, though.
but I definitely use the internet. Marisol writes, I'm a nurse who just recently lost my job because the physician I worked for was sued. The patient said he didn't do something and he claimed he did. Why don't physicians use videotapes? If police departments are adopting them, maybe doctors should as well. Videotapes. Yeah. Video recordings of doctors' offices. The reason why I don't video record my patients is because I could get sued for that too. You get sued for everything. So I told you how in the past when I would be delivering babies, parents wanted to videotape the birth. I'm like, oh hell yeah, that's cool. But there were some doctors that said, oh no way, no videotaping, no, because OB-GYNs were being sued left and right, and their malpractice insurance was high. Apparently, OB-GYNs, and I don't know if anything has kind of been changed, but at the time, a child up until the age of 18 could hold the OB-GYN who delivered him responsible. So the statute of limitations was 18 years. And so if there was any issue that happened at the birth, that's a real, real long time for somebody to come back and something to come back and haunt the OB-GYN. And so the kid, you know, if he didn't have a right to sue, all right, but he only had a right to sue when he was 18. It was, there was a lot of controversy over it. So there were a lot of doctors out there saying, don't videotape me. I let them videotape because I think it was cool. You know, and yeah, I was worried if, you know, God forbid I dropped the baby because he was really slippery or something. And, you know, I thought it was cool because remember, I liked being on camera. So I was hamming it up. I'm like, yay, this is me. Hi, guys. Hey. You know, so I was hamming it up, and I didn't mind. But I understand the concern. And then, you know, in terms of you can't videotape a patient and then, let's say, get the consent and that be done. Because if somebody gets a hold of that video recording, et cetera, and, you know, then they lose their privacy, I just don't even go there. All right, because, you know, if something ever happens, something gets hacked, somebody gets the video, and then the patient's like, look, you know, I didn't want anybody knowing I was going to the doctor for an ear infection, and you videotape that. You're right, it would help doctors. There being a videotape of the conversation, it would have probably helped two of my friends who were sued badly. You know, it was claimed that they didn't offer something when they did, or they didn't offer something fast enough. Both of the patients were uninsured, and so the doctors were saying, you know, look, I brought it up, and they were like, no way, come on, really? You want me to pay for an MRI? You want me to pay for this? Really? You know, well, look, you know, I'm suggesting it, you know, and so it never went as far as getting done. And if they could have video, you know, had that videotape proof and shown, you know, a jury, et cetera, you know, look, it's not that the doctor didn't care about the patient. I mean, the doctor did care. You know, look, you know, oh, come on, Bob, really? You know, really, you're still hurting? I don't want you hurting anymore, man. Let me order this for you. No, I don't want it. If there was something like that, it could have completely changed the outcome of those lawsuits. So, but unfortunately, doctors and medical providers are damned if they do, damned if they don't. And so, the videotaping probably wouldn't play out. I don't know where I stand with the police on videotape. Because many people say this is going to protect, it's going to protect, obviously these kids that have been, you know, these unarmed teens that have been shot. It's going to protect the police who are being accused of shooting without there being reason. So, I mean, it would be nice to see the tape of, you know, what the heck is going on. But, again, people act differently on camera. Okay? I really believe that. All right? When you're on camera, there could be that second guessing. Now, I don't mind about somebody's personality being different or somebody trying to act all nice, etc. But what worries me is when you have these gut instinct type of, you know, life or death situations where you need to act, All right? You know, like in medicine, et cetera. Like, for example, you know, if I'm like, you know, always, you know, I'm starting to cuss. Like, come on, get the blinking blood. Get this, guys, let's go. You know, I mean, sometimes these codes and these crashes are very, very rough. And when your epinephrine kicks in and everybody's jumping and moving, I mean, I can't tell you how many bad things I was called as a medical student because these doctors are like, get out of the way, I need to jump in, blah, 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 blah. And probably some of the things that were said to me could have very easily been construed as sexual harassment. Not could have been, would have been. But I didn't care at the time. And because, again, they had to jump in and save a life. Because somebody was coming and crashing. And here I am, little medical student, going, huh, what's going on? I want to see. You know, where do I stand? Where do I go? Medical students never know where to go, where to be. All right? So, of course, the doctors yell at them. You get your blank, 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 blank. If that's on tape, and that doctor, true, he shouldn't talk like that. But then that tape gets out. It's like, look, you know, the epinephrine was high. We were jumping in to save a life. I was telling her to move. And, you know, so I don't know. Would it be a better world if everything was videotaped? I don't know. I don't know. But I think we need to be aware that everything we do is being recorded some way or another. And you know, going back to, video that was released with the University of Oklahoma fraternity. You know, there's somebody sitting on the bus videotaping these kids and, singing a racist rant, which was a completely inappropriate thing for this fraternity to do. It unfortunately now put the whole fraternity, I mean, we're talking about, you know, decade-old brothers of this fraternity, black, white, etc., you know, now their reputation is on the line, okay, you know, because of what these boys very stupidly did. But there's somebody sitting there videotaping, and that videotape has now gone viral, and these kids, their careers are probably ruined. They shouldn't have done something so stupid. But, you know, these people don't realize they're being videotaped. They say Sigma Alpha Epsilon brothers are not the only members of the University of Oklahoma family hammered by the fallout from this fraternity's racist hate video. SAE's black chef is out of a job, they say. A sorority linked to the video is under fire, and Oklahoma University recruiters have a lot of explaining to do to keep the university, they say, on the short list for young athletes and scholars. According to USA Today, school president David Boren has been working tirelessly to repair the damage since the video went viral. He quickly severed ties with the fraternity and promised a thorough investigation that could result in expulsion of some students of the school. Fraternity members have until Tuesday to clear out the fraternity house. Boren, speaking Tuesday on CNN, again stressed the school's zero tolerance for racism and bigotry. There were allegedly students wanting to not, there were apparently students on the bus not wanting to be a part of it. Not wanting to be a part of it. You know? You know when somebody around you says something racist and you're like, you know, and you're just kind of like, you know, kind of cowering, you know, unfortunately, whoever is on that bus is under fire for this. Boren again said zero tolerance for racism and bigotry. He said lawyers were trying to determine what actions the school could legally take against the students, particularly those who led and encouraged the chant. So at issue is free speech rights versus prohibition of racial discrimination. I don't know if there is ever going to be a happy medium with that. I mean, because, again, we don't want bigotry. We're a country that is open to all races. We're open to all gender, creed, etc. You know, but you're going to probably see this turn into a huge legal battle if these kids are expelled, if the school loses, if the school starts to lose athletes, if the athletes start to lose their, you see where it goes. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll hit some medical headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So physically tough jobs may harm a man's fertility. They say hard physical work and high blood pressure and taking multiple medications are among variety of factors that could lower your sperm quality and make you less fertile. They say nearly 15% of American couples do not get pregnant within their first year of trying, and male infertility plays a major role. This is from study author Jermaine Buck Lewis from the U.S. National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. Now, her team looked at 456 men in Texas and Michigan, average age 32, who were in committed relationships, stopped using contraception. Most of the men were white, and more than half have never made a woman pregnant. Semen analysis revealed that 13% of the men who had physically demanding jobs had low sperm counts, compared to 6% of those who didn't exert themselves at work. No other related factors, like heat, noise, prolonged sitting, appear to affect semen quality. Now, you see, to me, that's interesting because if you have a physically demanding job, you're going to be consistently exercising. And you would think that you would be in better shape than somebody at a desk job that's overweight. See? Semen analysis revealed, let me see here, that 13% of the men who had physically demanding jobs had low sperm counts. Oh, I already talked about that. Men who had been diagnosed with high blood pressure also had a lower percentage of normally shaped sperm than those without the high blood pressure. Yeah. I know, I should put pictures of abnormal sperm and normal-looking sperm. I'll do that one day. Researchers also found that men who took multiple medications were more likely to have low sperm counts. Normal sperm count is between 40 million and 300 million. We know this because we would make some of the newbie lab techs sit there and count. And if they missed one, they had to start all over. 15% of men who took two or more medications had sperm counts below 39 million, compared to 7% that didn't take any medications. So we're like, how many 32-year-olds out there take a lot of medications? Well, we're starting to see blood pressure and cholesterol and insomnia and pain and muscle spasm. All right, you know, I've seen 32-year-olds, not because I'm putting them on the medicine, but I've seen 32-year-olds come in with like five medicines that they take. They take ibuprofen, they take Soma for the back, they take a pain pill, they take Xanax, and they take something for sleep. I'm like, you're on five medicines? Well, I don't take them all the time. I take them as needed. Yeah, but we still consider that you're taking five medicines. Dr. Daron Stember, an assistant professor of urology at Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City, said that diabetes, obesity, and the metabolic syndrome have previously been associated with poor semen quality, and now high blood pressure can be added to that list. All right, so you guys got the point. If you do have a physically demanding job, I mean, hang in there, all right, you know, because I know that's rough, although I'm sorry about that. Man, I wish I got more exercise at work. I run back and forth between patients, but I kind of wish I even had more exercise because I could definitely lose weight. But if you are trying to have a family, know that it may take longer for you because of that. That's what I would take home from this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They're looking at the salary you need to earn to buy a home in many of the major U.S. cities. San Francisco area still ranks the most expensive, yet Pittsburgh appeared to be the most affordable. They say in San Francisco, you need to earn more than $142,000 a year to afford a median-priced home. That's ridiculous. All right, but we know it's really, really expensive to live up there. It's a beautiful city. I'm looking at some of the other cities. They say Seattle, you have to average $72,000 a year. Portland, $60,000. Sacramento, $58,000. Los Angeles, close to $90,000. Phoenix, $40,000. San Diego, $95,000. Denver, $61,000. Minneapolis, $47,000. Chicago, $54,000. Pittsburgh, $31,000. Came in some of the cheapest. Cleveland, $32,000. Detroit, $35,000. Cincinnati, $33,000. St. Louis, $33,000. You'll notice it's less expensive, obviously, in the Midwest. Dallas, $48,000. San Antonio, $45,000. Houston, $49,000. Miami, $58,000. Miami's really, 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 really nice. And again, you're talking coast.
coastal. Tampa, 37,000. Orlando, 42,000. Atlanta, 35,000. I was driving around Atlanta. Beautiful homes out there. Wow. Washington, 77,000. Baltimore, 52,000. Philadelphia, 53,000. New York City, 87,000. I'm surprised that New York City did not match San Francisco. You would think, because New York is very expensive to live. Boston, 80,000. Oh, I love Boston. Boston's gorgeous, too. Look at that. Now, I mean, some of you are like, okay, well, you know, fine, just don't, you know, move to San Francisco. Well, no, not just that. I mean, what if you have to move to San Francisco? That's where your job is. Okay, that's crazy. The Big Apple, they say, has the highest mortgage rate in the nation at 4.22%. Is that really? No, that doesn't make any sense. I got to look into that. San Diego, the second most expensive metropolitan place. You need about a $95,000 salary. It's interesting. People aren't making the money that they used to. And, the housing prices that overinflated. I live in Las Vegas. So when the housing market inflated originally, boy, people made bucks on their house. When our house alone went up 40%, it was unbelievable. We were like 40% higher than and that's an understatement of what everybody else had. And so, of course, yeah, we refinanced. We're like, let's get our mortgage rate down. Let's use that money to pay off student loans. And, I mean, it was back in what? It was 2004, 2005. It was crazy. Crazy. And of course, you know, the southern states seem to have some of the biggest booms with what their houses were worth. A lot of the baby boomers were saying, I'm sick of the snow. I'm sick of the cold winters. I'm going to come out to the south. So Phoenix, Vegas, Florida attracted a bunch of baby boomers, and things just started to explode. And then all of a sudden the housing crisis happened, and then, boy, did our houses plummet. And we're talking the houses dropped to, I believe, pre-2003-2004 level. And honestly, I mean, you know, some of these homes really were overinflated. I'm like, look, you know, our homes are almost the price of L.A. homes. You know, in L.A., very, very expensive to live. You know, I mean, in L.A., you're near the coast. So it I didn't think it was going to last long. Because you had people from California coming to Vegas. They were even walking through our house going, you're kidding me. You're charging this much? Our house sold within 5 days. And we had a bidding war on our house. My husband and I are like, did we underprice it? But yeah, people from California walking in going, what? Are you kidding me? Really? And we're like, yeah, that's what we could charge. That's what people are paying for. Then we had two people in a bidding war. It was crazy. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell people to do. I have a patient right now that is just struggling to make ends meet. She's my age. She and her husband are busting their butts. They have no savings. They got a lot of kids. And they're like, what do you do to make money? I mean, how are we supposed to retire? I don't know the answer to you guys. I'm a doctor. People ask me for medical advice, but people ask me even more for advice with their kids, advice with money. I don't know why they keep coming to me for advice with money. Do I look or sound like, you know, I'm well off? It's very, very scary right now. And, you'll notice as things kind of waver, these issues are going to keep surfacing and coming back. And, of course, I'm here to help guide you through it the best I can. Ooh, top ramen night. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay, going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a ban on nicotine in e-cigs now is drawing criticism. Apparently, there is there's a lot of back and forth on these e-cigs. Apparently, somebody's e-cig blew up on him the other day. I saw that in the news, and I want to take a look at that. And so, there's been, and this is in multiple countries, there's been a lot of back and forth on what needs to be controlled on these e-cigs. Now, remember, whenever something is a big moneymaker, okay, all right, there's going to be other forces involved. We knew this was coming. Whether e-cigs are bad for you or not, they're making money. Just like marijuana. Okay, the government is going to be involved. Of course they are. All right, there's money making. Anyway, the government could be involved, they're going to. All right, I mean, I don't know where that conversation happens, but it does. However, with e-cigs, we don't know exactly what we're getting. All right, with e-cigs, fascinating product. A lot of you guys are able to hopefully cut back on smoking, as long as you aren't on e-cigs now for 20-some years. But many people have been able to use that as a successful crutch to wean off regular cigarettes, regular tobacco. They're able to e-cig for a couple months and stop smoking. If that's what you're doing, I'm okay with that. Okay? Although, still, please keep a close eye on what's going on in the news with these medications, of course. But we're having forces in all, not only in America and, you know, Canada and Europe, etc., looking at, well, what should we start to limit? So out of West Texas News, they're talking about this ban on nicotine that they're thinking about doing with these e-cigs. Now, the whole purpose of the e-cig is for your average smoker who's trying to wean off to still get nicotine. See? All right, because that's how you wean. You know, people smoking, it's not that they're, you know, loving the taste of tobacco. Maybe there's a small percentage, but it's because the nicotine is so addictive. So are they trying to limit the whole value, or the whole, I guess, drive to purchase an e-cig if they start to limit the nicotine? And so I don't know. Again, the manipulation of the product makes me nervous. If the product is unsafe, then figure that out, let us know, and say the product is unsafe. But if there's going to be forces going, well, you know, just like with Obamacare, it's interesting. You know, I don't like Obamacare. I think most of us, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, don't like it. But it's frustrating that, you know, the only way to fight it is, well, we make it so useless and so inept that it just has to crumble. I'm afraid about that sort of a strategy because people always have Band-Aids. And a bandaged, half-assed, put-together conglomerate of something is sometimes, I think, more dangerous than either the whole or the nothing. You see what I mean? So I'm a little nervous. Like, for example, going to Obamacare here, the bandages. Okay, well, if we kind of defund or stop the ability for feds to give the states money, then maybe Obamacare will completely go away. No matter what the Supreme Court does in June, Obamacare won't go away, which is frustrating. You know, the Supreme Court had their chance, and they decided to say it was unconstitutional, but proofread it and say if you fine tweak it this way as a tax, you got it. It's constitutional. So it already did it. So there, Obamacare is here to stay. But you, for example, say, all right, states are not getting federal money. Well, the states that still want to be a part of it, all right, then now here's the state money. They're going to use state money to try to salvage it. So now we got that Band-Aid. Okay, then you have, I'm just looking at, like, one of our old paper mache projects that got smashed to pieces, and it looks like crap. And you could throw it out and make a nice, beautiful new piece, or you could try to salvage the piece by putting a whole bunch of duct tape on it. And I used to just try to tape it up. So I would have all these pieces of, you know, duct tape up stuff sitting there. And I just need to realize, just take it down and just get a nice new piece. That's what I think we're going to have to do with Obamacare. Although it would be great if the new piece completely, you know, just, yeah. Or not Obamacare, with health care reform. Okay, Obamacare was the crappy piece that's all kind of crumbling and being duct taped together. Just kind of get rid of that and come up with a new way to help health care. And that's going to be the big, beautiful, shiny piece on the mantle. You get that? Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Now, Shantix, talking about smoking cessation, okay, this was interesting. Shantix is the medication that acts as the nicotine decoy. It's very hard to get people off smoking without addressing the nicotine addiction, which is why the e-cigs have nicotine in them. But now we have the FDA saying, okay, wait a second, guys, with Shantix, all right, you got to be careful because there are risks where you could have seizures on it. Also, Shantix could lower your tolerance to alcohol. Now, some of you are like, oh, yay, we got a bigger buzz. Well, not entirely. They say adult patients know how Shantix affects their ability to tolerate alcohol. They should decrease the amount of alcohol they drink. Patients who have a seizure while taking Shantix should stop the medicine and seek medical attention immediately. Well, that's a no-brainer, duh. The new labeling is based on information submitted by Shantix maker Pfizer and on cases in the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System. Apparently, some people who drank alcohol during treatment with Shantix had aggressive behavior, increased drunkenness, memory loss. The FDA says it has also reviewed the database and medical literature for cases of seizures with Shantix. It found cases where the people who had seizures while taking the Shantix either had no history of seizures or had a seizure disorder that had been well controlled. So if Shantix could bring on seizures, well, of course, because it's working on your brain. It's working on your brain to let it think you're still getting nicotine. Okay, again, it's all mind manipulation. All right, and for some people it works. Some people say it really worked. I stopped smoking. And again, I want people off the smokes as quickly as we can. But I don't want to start having issues with you know, obviously neurological issues, you know, alcohol issues, blood alcohol levels being higher concentrated of that. So it's definitely concerning. I don't know what to tell you to do when it comes to the best way to quit smoking. I mean, what my patients have told me, because I don't smoke, and I'm a doctor saying, oh, yeah, the best way to quit smoking is this. I have to, you know, I have to say, look, guys, I've never smoked, and I've never tried to quit smoking, so I can't possibly imagine how difficult it is and what it must be to go through. All I can tell you is what my patients have told me. Okay, which means even more than the studies. When my patients say, Dahlia, I got up one day after my dad died of COPD and lung cancer and said, to hell with it, no more. And I threw the pack in the trash and I haven't smoked since. And it was hard, but I did it. That, to me, weighs more than all these other stories. And when I have patients time and time again said, look, I just did it. You know, just like with diets. You know, when you ask people how did they lose weight, you know, keep their weight, it was, I just woke up one day and said, no more, I'm stopping the carbs. I'm going to get my act together, and this is what I'm going to do. And so, you know, you can't be doing diet bonbons. That doesn't help you lose weight. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.